Well, hello everyone, and welcome to our mid-year update town hall. I've done a town hall before in a couple of webinars, and this will be in a similar format. It's just a new way of trying to communicate with all of our stores and our LDCs in a way that's far more conversational than just sending out memos and all of that. But it's also an opportunity for us to go in depth on a couple of issues that I think are important to all of our members. So today, we got an hour-long call. I'll be going through the presentation. I've got a formal presentation, so I think what will happen is my picture will shrink down, which is a good thing, and then we'll blow up another slides and we'll go through the slides. I'll take you through it, and then I've got a guest that's gonna come in and talk about one of the topics. This is gonna be a format we're gonna try to use where we bring a combination of formalized content, interactive dialogue with you, so your questions as they come through, I'll be answering, and then try to bring a guest star, if you will, so you know, someone with some subject matter expertise where we can go in a little deeper on the factors that are affecting our industry. So wish me luck, and here we go. So hey guys, this presentation today, we're gonna be focusing in on just a couple of issues that we talked about back in February at the big rally. So certainly the grocery industry is under a lot of change. Consumers are changing, the media marketplace is changing, certainly the entire infrastructure of how shoppers shop for food is changing. But today I'm gonna focus in on just two, the changing needs of millennials and specifically what's going on in digital. So I'm gonna talk just a tiny bit about that up at the very front. And then we're gonna go into detail of the new services that we've got for being an IGA member that begin to address these in more overt and hopefully more powerful ways to help you drive sales. So let's just go and jump into these. Now, it's not unusual for you to be in a conference, for example, if you go to FMI or NGA and you look down the program schedule and see everyone's talking about digital, everyone's talking about e-commerce, people are talking about Amazon and the Amazon effects. What does that mean for us and how are we going to, as a chain, embrace it? And then what are the tactics that we're going to employ that will not only prep us to win today, to help us to grow sales in the short term, but what are the things that we're going to do that are going to build a foundation so that IGA has a digital relationship with shoppers, a digital relationship with our shoppers that's every bit as powerful as the personal one that we have in our stores. Now that's a big challenge, right? So for a generic brand or some big anonymous chain, they don't really have a personal relationship with their shoppers in the store. In fact, their transactions are often, you know, centered around price alone. But for us, for IGA, we have these personal relationships with our shoppers and our loyalty scores top the scales when you do market research comparing us to other kinds of brands. So if we're gonna enter into a digital relationship with shoppers, we're gonna have to do it in a different way. We're gonna replicate that brand DNA and make sure what makes us special and powerful also has that relationship with our shoppers. There's a lot of stuff we have to do in order to make that true. Now, back in February, we talked about some of the major initiatives that we're going to do in 2018 and into 2019. We talked about being much more aggressive on recruiting new IGA members into the fold. We talked about strengthening our relationship with our brands and making sure that they were investing with us and supporting us more overtly than perhaps they had in the past. We talked about changing the strategy behind and the look and feel of our private label product. And of course, we talked about the brand itself. And so we have been making progress on all of these initiatives. Today, I think when I look back at what's happened, if I look at the cadence of what we've done, you have to kind of wind the clock back to February, because February was the first time I, as your new CEO, came out and said, here are the changes that we're going to make. And part of what I talked about in that meeting was communicating with each other in new and more overt ways. Now that was February. We outlined the plan against things like the brand, the private label, a new digital national ad, which I'll be talking about. But we also talked about the ways that we communicate with each other. And so I'm really excited today to announce not only we're making progress on those other initiatives, and in fact, our pipeline for new retailers has never been stronger. I think we signed a multi-chain retailer yesterday, and I expect that we will grow in 2018 in a way that we've stayed flat for a very, very, very long time. I'm really bullish on that. The number of Red Oval partners coming on board. Well, we've signed more last month than we signed probably all year combined last year, and the enthusiasm on our manufacturing side has never been higher. And then the progress against many of our initiatives is moving forward, but the good news is today we're launching three of the new initiatives, so a revision to our website and our website strategy, so I'll talk about that. New newsletter, which most of you have either gotten or you'll be getting today and tomorrow, and that's a pretty radical change to the way we communicate with you. And then an advancement on our best practices strategy, which we talked about back in February. All right. So let's start with our consumer webpage. IGA, unlike many other national retailers, we've had a website, an IGA website that shoppers could go visit, but it really wasn't designed for them. It was designed for you. And most of the communications that we have done have been business-to-business style communication. And if you were to benchmark us against other national retailers, you'd find that many of them have a national presentation. They have a national strategy for communicating with consumers directly through their website. And in fact, their website is the central sort of hub of all the communications that they do when they want to talk to shoppers digitally. IGA's had corporate websites, but we have not had a national consumer-facing website. And so we are launching that as we speak. So a new website's going out now. And in conjunction with that website is both the corporate website, which is a change in the way we communicate with you, but also a change to our email strategy. I want to talk about what's going on with our website. So if you were to go to Publix, or you were to go to Safeway or Kroger, and you were to look at the way they go to marketplace, their websites are designed to speak to the consumer on several different fronts. One is that they want to make them aware of programs and promotions that are going on. They're a place to store content so the shopper can come and get that content. And that content ranges from information about affinity clubs, like baby clubs or whatever. It also could be a place to register for a newsletter or for weekly communication. And then all of their policies and store locations are often on those websites. And if you were to list all the content that they put on their national website, and then you compare it to where IGA was before, you'd find that they're doing a lot more on their websites. Other national grocers are doing a lot more than we were, because they see their mandate as being consumer first, right? IGA being an alliance, we've been in this very tricky space where we serve you, we serve the wholesalers, but we also have been hesitant to serve the customers as aggressively as we're about to. But we're not going to be hesitant anymore, because we're going out very, very aggressively. We're going out after the consumer in a way that is very, very aggressive. So we have a new consumer-facing website, and that website is broken up into components. Those components include such things as a place for national offers. The website has content that will rotate through, and that content is driven by wellness, IGA policies and programs like our charitable donations and giving and giving campaigns, information about our retailers, and it also includes an aggregation spot for information that shoppers may need in the future, like information on how to plan your budget more effectively for the holidays, or dietary information about how to make smarter choices on behalf of your family. So the kinds of content that you would see other retailers doing, you will now start to see IGA Corporate out of Chicago. We're going to program this for our retailers, and it is going to be the center of our editorial strategy for how we talk to consumers. Now, what does this mean for you as an IGA retailer? Well, first off, you don't have to do anything. We're doing this content for you. And each of these pieces of content we create are component of a strategy to build audience for IGA, the brand. So if we're out there talking about fresh equals local, or out talking about the quality of our private label versus competitors, if we're running a sweepstakes or promotions to incent people to try our private label, or you want to promote the launch of a new market-leading product launch from one of our suppliers, we're going to be doing this in a way that content can exist on our website and be the lead, but can also become portable and liquid for you. So if you're running an email program, if you have your own website that you're promoting, we want to make this content available to people in a way that's far more overt and far more pragmatic for you to include in what you do. We want to make it easy for you to take the assets that we build and to use them on your own. But if you don't have those things, or you're just beginning some of your digital communication problems, you don't have to do anything, because all of this content is going to go. Now, that content is going out in a sort of a sequence of information, which includes a connection to our retailers in a way that I think you're going to be excited about. What we're building is an ecosystem for communication, which is going to allow us to scale the weight of 1,100 IGA retailers in the United States, and build a digital footprint and connection with our customers that will be every bit as powerful as what you would see if we were to look at another regional chain. And that's right? That's what we should have. We're 1,100 stores. We're a multi-billion dollar retailer. And our view to the consumer ought to be every bit as powerful as what you would see if you were to look at a Schnucks, a Weiss, a Tops, any of these other regional chains, which in fact are smaller than we are. By pooling our resources, by focusing our strategy and investing in the right technology, we're going to be able to deliver this in a way that's going to be very, very powerful. So there's a series of steps here, what we're going to do. And the first one is to connect the POS so we have a way to see what's going on in our stores and make sure we never advertise things that aren't in stock at your stores. That's really critical. And then the second thing we want to do is give shoppers incentives so that they have a reason to interact with us digitally, and I'll talk about that. We want to establish this range of a digital content so that there's an exciting reason for shoppers to engage with IGA, just like any other big retailer. But we always want to do it under the auspices of the power of our brand, which is local, hometown proud, connected to the community. And by building the power of all of our IGAs together, instead of trying to build media audience, a store or market at a time, which is what it like if you go on your own, we'll be building audience on the scale of the entire brand. And that's really, really critical. Consider if you will, what happens when you go to another national retailer. If you were to go to Bed Bath & Beyond, for example, and go to their corporate website, what you would see is all of their content, but you would also see an opportunity for you to enter your zip code to see their local ad. And what they're doing there is they're starting national. They're using the clicks of all shoppers all across the United States in order to build this very, very powerful audience. But then when you enter your zip code, they go down local. And this is our strategy. This is going to be our philosophy for the way we want to work with you going forward. We want to make sure that we build audience nationally that scales all of our 1,100 retailers, but the shopper will always be able to get down to your local content so that it's actually driving traffic. And isn't that ultimately what we want? I'd like you to think about audience in a different way than maybe we've talked before. And this is different thinking the way retailers normally do. I want you to think about the audience, your potential audience in your marketplace. So if you're an individual store, you got 4 or 5 stores in the market, it doesn't matter. Think about the number of impressions that you can get against your target shopper. So you've obviously got the signage on the outside of your store, the number of people that drive by it, you've got the number of people that come in, and the number of aisles they go down, the time that they're in the store. And if we were a media company, we could kind of monetize that. You could calculate the number of media impressions that you get out of your store. But then there's also the things that you do, like your weekly print ad. And if you're printing 5, 10, 15, 30,000, however many copies, so you could take the audience that you get out of your store, and you could add that to the number of humans that you reach through your print ad, and that would be your owned audience, what you own in your store, and your paid, right, what audience you have to buy. And if you're doing a Facebook page, or you're doing a social media effort, or you're doing a aggressive email campaign, what you're doing is you're stacking on audience so that your brand is in front of more and more shoppers with greater frequency. Well, that's how media companies operate. And back when I was a media buyer, when some company with Chrysler called and said that they wanted to create a marketing campaign, we started with the audience in their dealerships, and we added to it the TV campaign and the print, and we kept going and kept going and kept going in a way that would allow us to create an ever-increasing reach on behalf of that brand. Now let's think about IGA. Right now, building audience has been only on your shoulders as a retailer. Right? Whatever you're doing locally is building up your audience. And IGA Corporate, or the work of all of your peers, really aren't helping you. Well, we're going to fix that. And the website that I showed you and the new digital marketing I'm about to show you are examples of that. So what we're doing is we're trying to stack up media so that collectively IGA participates in the digital world the same way other big national chains do. And it's going to be very exciting. So if we take what a store does today, it's a very, very small bar. But then we start adding on the collective weight of all of our social media. And we start adding on the collective weight of all of the digital advertising that I'm going to talk about. And then we start doing direct targeted marketing. Pretty soon, IGA ends up with a collective weekly reach of millions and millions and millions of impressions. This is our goal. Now, we don't have to make this up. This isn't something new or fantastic. This is exactly how other chains operate. Other national chains, they operate this way. Franchises operate this way. This is how they build their media plan. But IGA, we have been in support of you. We've been an alliance, but we haven't been leading on a national media front. And this is the strategy that we're going to implement. So hopefully we've got the technology working here. And these slides were advance. And it didn't advance, so there you go. So what are the components? National digital ad, which we've been talking about before. I'll go in detail in a second. A new program around IGA social. A new leveraged, scaled program that allow all of our retailers to participate. An advancement on our digital coupon effort Some of you have been involved, some of you haven't. I'm going to talk about how that gets better. A brand new program harnessing your receipt, we're calling Bounce Back Rewards, and then an ad automation routine at the tail end of it, which will make this super easy for you as a store to participate without having to take on a bunch of additional work. So let's go to the next slide. All right, the national digital ad. You've seen me talk about this before, and the idea here is to build a national digital product. It's available for all stores, and that ad will work in conjunction with what you do locally. And it won't cost you any money. So IGA, building a national digital ad, our goal is 30 million incremental shoppers a week. We won't get there in the beginning, but that's our goal. And to launch that national digital ad in a way that delivers a few national offers that you can't get on your own, that we leverage because we're a national chain, plus all the local offers that you produce, and to get that out there on a weekly basis in a way that makes it super easy for you to participate. Let's go to the next slide. You've seen pictures of what this looks like. Let me give you the numbers on this. So we actually launched this slightly ahead of schedule. We launched it in early June with one of our stores. We've been pressure testing it. We will have the full national launch on this happen in October. So that's about a month later than I thought it was going to be. But we'll be out there with national offers that will be good at all of the retailers. And remember, these national offers do not compete with your trade funds. So these are offers that we're getting from manufacturers out of their national or their digital marketing budgets and not competing with their trade funds. And if there's ever an instance where we compete with trade, we'll pull it, right? So this is to help you and support you, not take away from anything. And that's especially true for our wholesale partners as well. And the national digital ad will have some rich media content in it, the ability to do recipes or these other kind of things, and we'll advance that as we go along. Go ahead to the next slide. So the prototype launched in June. Full national launch is October 7th. National offers for all the stores. And we're going to try to get in a cadence here where we get these offers going so you'll see them as far out as possible. Our goal is 18 weeks in advance. You'll know what offers are going in. We're not there yet, but we'll start, and we'll try to make sure that there's really clear communication because we never want to advertise something that you don't have in stock. We're going to use Flip as our technology partner on this to getting this out, and these offers will be good for every 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks, more national offers and national offers coming on in addition to whatever programs that you're running with your local retailer. Go ahead to the next slide. Now, rolling into next year, the digital ad starts to get far more sophisticated. So a lot more rich media. We're building up our library of cooking videos, demonstrations, product information, sweepstakes. We're building up that library now, and that will roll into next year. And then we'll start bringing in more and more and more local content as we go forward. Now, I need to give you an update on this. I have made the decision, and it was my decision, I made the decision to delay rolling in local content, your store's content, until next year. And what we're going to do is we're going to roll this out by ad group. Because as we got into it, the technology was the easy part. What we began to learn is that many of the ad groups were not as sophisticated as we thought. Their technology was all over the board. And so the retailer, we don't want you to do anything. We don't want you to have to think about this. We want this to be an automatic program where each week your offers are getting more exposure, but ad groups will have to do some behavior changes. They will have to work with us in a new way. And so we're going to work with them group by group by group with the goal of being completely finished with the rollout so your local content is rolling to the ads by Q2 of next year. And that staged rollout, we'll be communicating with you when your ad group goes live and how your stores will be involved in that and participate in that. And then there's other cool things that will happen too. So we'll start with 12 items and we'll go to 24 and we'll go to 36 until it's filled with all the cool items that you want in the ad. But then we'll also add in the ability to integrate with other kinds of promotions, like the ability to clip a coupon right within the ad and some of these cool things. So all that will be rolling out. So expect to see the big national launch of this October 7th. And then expect communication and rollout of this as we bring your content in, you know, all the way through the end of Q2. Let's go to the next slide. All right. So remember that stacked bar. So we have what your store gets. Then on top of that, what we're going to get with our national ad in addition to what you get with your local ads. But we want to add on to another kind of media. And this is where I want to talk to you about social. Social media has been the sort of hidden asset in many advertisers' marketing plans, and it's not something you hear a lot about. And the reason why is because it's so inexpensive. So if you go talk to a big agency or you talk to big advertisers and talk about their plans, they'll talk about their TV advertising, their print and their magazine, all these other things, and they'll say, and we're doing social too. And social has a tiny, tiny, tiny budget against it. It's not expensive to do. It's really more about content, but it often has the highest result. And your advertising agencies, they don't want you to know this. They don't want you to know that the smallest part of your budget is driving the highest amount of sales. Well, in fact, that's true. Now we know this because we have retailers that have very advanced social media programs inside the IGA front. We'll be talking about that towards the end of this broadcast. And those programs are delivering, in some instances, more sales out of their social media program that's getting out of the print ad. In fact, we have many retailers in the IGA network today that are canceling or reducing their print dramatically because they're able to get more reach out of their social program than they're getting out of print. Isn't that fascinating? Well, for many of you, that's too big of a risk. And I've heard you say, I'm afraid to give up my print ad, but I want to learn more about social. I also can't afford to spend a whole lot of money for it. So we put together a new program, and if you'll go to the next one, we've got a new program, a national social media strategy for all of our retailers that de-risks this whole program. Let me tell you how it's going to work. What we're going to do is we're going to put together a national program that allows us to build content around a whole variety of topics, everything from health and wellness to seasonal and promotional offers to brand new technology offers sweepstakes and promotions, all the kinds of content that you would normally speak about with your retailers, right? And we're going to put this content together into a library that will allow you in your local store to choose the ones you like. So if you like the cool memorial thing we're doing and you want to do this produce article and you want to talk about health and wellness, you can choose amongst those. You'll be able to choose the day of the week that they run. You'll basically be able to dip into this library and build a customized strategy for your store without you having to do anything. And in fact, if you don't want to do anything at all, you'll know each week there'll be an exciting, very rich, very modern, very timely set of content running on behalf of the IGA brand, which will get you impressions that you're not getting today. Our goal at the end of 12 months, if we get critical mass of our retailers on board, that our social media program will be generating almost double what our new digital ad and our print distribution is. We're looking for 50 million impressions on this program by the time we get started. Again, you don't have to be a social media expert. You won't have to do anything. All you'll have to do is sign up for the program and the content will flow. And if you want to customize it, and if you want to do more of the program, we'll give you ways to do that too. It's very, very exciting. Now, by using the leverage of all of IGA, all 1,100 stores, and negotiating a contract this, we've been able to reduce the price dramatically. If you go to the next slide, been able to reduce the price dramatically. So today, some stores are paying $300, $400, $500, $600 a month with different agencies out there. We've been able to get this price down, so it's essentially the cost of a dinner a week, about 20 bucks a week. And you'll be able to get as professional a program out there as any national retailer, and that's our goal. On Facebook and in other social media, IGA will look every bit as powerful and timely and relevant as any retailer in the ecosystem for essentially a fraction of the cost of what it would cost you to develop it on your own. And the flexibility and ability to do more with it. So if you like the results, you got a passion for it, you want to get involved and do more things, you'll have every option to do that. And if you want to do nothing with the program and you just want to let it run and just make sure that IGA is running the best program for you, then we'll make that happen, right? All right, next slide. So some of you are on an AR marketing program today. That's one of our Red Oval partners, and you've been paying fees, what you see on the right. This IGA social program reduces the cost dramatically, but gets you the bulk of the benefits out of that program. And for those of you who are interested in this program, I think we'll talk about this at the end of the program. Okay, let's go to the next. All right, we've got an incentive for you. So let me be direct. We are going to build this national ad program for you, and we're doing it with no increase in fees to you whatsoever. We're also going to take on the financial responsibilities to run this social program so that IGA is out there connecting with consumers in social media every bit as strongly as we're doing in other kinds of digital forms. But I need you to participate. I need you to get engaged, because it only works if you've got the collective weight of all of our retailers supporting each other. Instead of you having to get all of your audience all on your shoulders by yourself in your market, now the collective weight of all these clicks and engagements and likes end up benefiting you because we're operating like a national chain. But I need you to sign up for the program. So we're gonna waive the setup fee on this. We've negotiated to drop these fees down to 20 bucks a week. Every retailer ought to be able to participate in this program. It gets you 80% of the benefits for what a $300 or $400 or $500 program might have cost you with other kind of agencies before, and trust me that this is going to work. If social media is driving revolutions in countries, the Russian government apparently paid millions of dollars to trolls to try to influence our elections. Social media works. It can work in retail. Trust me on this, and I need your promise that you're going to look into this program and you're going to sign up for it, because if we get all of our stores, a critical mass of stores on this, we're going to drive sales. All right, let's go to the next one. We're talking about digital coupons and weekly email. So go ahead and click to the next. We've had a digital coupon program for some time. It was with Reach Influence, was one of our partners. Some of you are on the Reach Influence, several hundred stores are. Some of you are with competitors, it doesn't matter. Many of you have been experimenting with digital coupons. And the paper to coupon market, that transition has been slow, but it is building steam. And today a paper coupon gets about a 0.6% response rate. Digital coupons are in the 4 and 5% range, and shoppers are increasingly discovering this is a smarter way to go to market. There's some hybrid technology that competed for a while, print at home, it's dying really fast. This is where the marketplace is gonna go. IGA got into this program early, and many of you got involved in the program, and it was clunky at the start, and it's getting better. We have negotiated this program, and we're gonna transform this program for you in a way that I think you're gonna be very, very excited. So the first thing is, we wanna make a minimum guarantee that we've got enough content that's actually gonna drive sales in our store. So we've renegotiated our contract with our partner. There are minimum standards for the number of offers that they have to deliver to us, and if they drop below that, then they get into trouble, and if they don't fix it very quickly, then we can fire them and go to somebody else. And so maintaining a minimum standard of the number of offers we need to drive sales is important. But second, we need more than just digital coupons, because here's the math, guys. At the height of the recession, when shoppers were really, really, really value-focused, maybe 30% of shoppers somewhat irregularly used a coupon, which meant 70% of the market never paid attention to it at all. And as the economy gets better, fewer and fewer people use them. So coupons by themselves only appeal to a subset of our shoppers. And then finally, shoppers have to be taught to learn how to use digital. And so the combination of those things mean digital coupons are powerful. They can be important, but they can't be the only program you run. And so we're adding to this program to create a much more powerful platform to you, including the ability to do personalized email. And we want to both capture email addresses on our own, off of our new website, but we also want to push those addresses down so we're driving traffic to your stores. So we're both working together to create an audience, an owned audience of email addresses of people who are really interested in deals. All right, click to the next slide. Now, we want to take those coupons and we want to do something very innovative with them, and we want to create a very lightweight, very easy to use bounce back rewards program. If you've got a loyalty program today, if you've got a loyalty card, you're doing some other program with other vendors, this will not hurt you in any way, it'll only help. It doesn't compete with anything you're doing. This bounce back rewards program is another example of a new feature that you don't have to pay for, that we want to add to your stores, and it will work, you're gonna love it. Let me explain to you how it works. Go to the next slide. So essentially what we're going to do is we're going to be pre-clipping coupons for shoppers. So a shopper comes in your store, they sign up for digital coupons, we're going to clip a coupon to them good for their next shopping trip. And they didn't have to do anything. In fact, they don't even know why they got their reward other than that they're a loyal shopper. So that shopper may come in and they may get $2 off a Kraft cheese, or the next week they may get a coupon that says spend $30 and get $5 off, and it could be for a free deli sandwich when they buy another one, and we'll have the ability to preload these offers for the shopper, so when they come in the next time, they get a reward they didn't expect. This is using a new kind of rewards model. It's called random rewards, and it's based on some really, really advanced science that we don't have to get into today. All you have to do is think about the way Las Vegas works. Right? Every time you pull the lever or you make a bet, you don't know what's going to happen, and yet people will stand and they'll spend their paycheck hoping that they're going to get a reward they didn't know what they did in order to earn. Random rewards have become some of the most powerful reward mechanics. You can look at some of the restaurant industry uses those. Panera Bread, for example, uses a random reward program. I don't know what I did to get a free donut, but I got one and I come back in. And the metrics behind these programs are great. And the other nice thing about them is you can turn them off whenever you want. So it's not like IJ is going to load you up with some liability where you have to sign up for some very expensive points program or fuel rewards program. We're just going to be loading these offers. Doesn't cost you anything. Loading these offers so when the shopper comes in, they get this reward next time. And how do they find out about it? Prints out on the bottom of the receipt. So 100% of shoppers get a receipt. It'll print on the bottom. Say they've got this reward for the use the next time. Each week they get a new reward. We're going to load up 52 weeks of those, but you'll have the ability. You'll have the ability to suppress those national offers if you want to do cool things on your own. You're doing something cool in the deli, or you want to do some craft beer thing, or whatever you want to do that represents your store, you'll have the ability to do that too. And then over time, you'll have the ability to customize these offers by the shopper. So if I love Kraft mac and cheese, I'll get that. And if I've never bought the product, I might get a different offer. And more advanced versions of this program will come, and you'll be able to invest in those and ramp those up at the speed that you want. But for all of you, you don't have to do anything on this program except except sign up and watch how this program operates. Okay, let's go to the next slide. Now, if we're gonna do these things for you, we're gonna do the national digital ad. We're gonna be launching with a bunch of new national offers. Instead of just doing it four times a year, we're gonna do it 52 weeks a year. We're gonna do a new social media program, which will get our messages about our brand out there in a professional way without you having to put any effort behind it. And then we're gonna deliver this loyalty mechanic, these offers that go into the system that allow you to, if you don't want to, you don't have to do anything, just let these rewards happen to drive incremental repeat purchase, and that's a key metric, right? If we're going to do all these things, one of the questions you should be asking is, well, how do I get reimbursed for the discounts? If all this stuff is going to happen, what do I need to do as a retailer? And our objective is to use the same technology to automate billing. We don't want you to have to do anything. We want you to focus on a customer service, once you're running your stores, once you're out there on the floor, working with your associates to deliver the great IGA brand promise. And instead, we're going to automate this for you. And so ad automation, if you go to the next slide, ad automation basically uses the same technology. It uses the IGA cloud that's driving these things like digital rewards and digital coupons, and in the future will drive our connection to e-commerce. It's using the same technology to automate reimbursement for you. So you don't have to fill out any paperwork, and you're not going to have to be really clunky about worrying about getting reimbursed for anything that runs for your store. We'll do all that work for you. This graphic that you see on the left, this is our long-term digital strategy. Not messing with all of your POS technologies, but moving your transactions up into the cloud and then attaching incrementally more and more and more value. And today it's digital coupons and bounce back rewards. It'll be an email program coming in the tail end of this year and into next, so that if you don't run one your own, we'll do that for you. It'll be connectivity to any e-commerce vendor that you want, but hopefully a new program on e-commerce that we can launch next year. And then in the future, other kinds of services either that we offer or that you buy yourself, so that you don't have to worry how you take advantage of incrementally broader and deeper services. You know that you've got a single port that'll make all this happen. And of course, at the tail end of it, it allows us to do benchmarking. And this may turn out to be one of the most important things, because it allows us to tell you how your store is doing relative to other IGAs in the chain. And if some store is doing better with you on one of these programs, then we'll let you connect you with another retailer so that you can find out what's going on. And that's all about best practices. Go to the next one. It's a digital marketing program. So digital ads free, but we need you to sign on for this. We've reduced this price again, another example. Where it was for many stores, $400, $500 a week. Some stores were paying more for other vendors. Doesn't matter. Whatever we were paying before, we've got this down to, again, we're trying to get this down to the equivalent of a $20 bill, $25 a week. So we want you to sign up for this program too. Many of you are already signed up for a more expensive version. You just got a bonus. Your monthly bill is going to drop. And if you're signed up on the old program, you're going to get these new services. You won't have to do anything. All we'll need to do is just execute a change in your bill, so the bill comes, it'll be cheaper than it was before. And if you're not signed up for this service, you can get in now on these new digital programs for a very, very inexpensive fee. Again, I need you to sign up for this. I need you to join us. We wanted to keep delivering these services to you, and we're going to use our scale to make it work, but it doesn't work if there's only 15 or 20 retailers that sign up a month. That's just way too slow. So sign up and be bold. So let's recap the time here. So it's right here in August, we've got the new website launching, and we've got the new emails that are going out to your stores. I'm very, very proud of those. Then in September, the new social program will launch. So literally every IGA store in the United States could have a world-class social presence on Facebook and in other social media. Our national digital ad with national offers will launch in October, and all of you will benefit from that. And of course, the audience for that will ramp up over time. Then come in November, digital coupons and the bounce back reward program, where we're pre-clipping those coupons for shoppers, and the register receipt model, that will start, and that's really, really exciting. And of course, we'll be automating the billing of all that for you, so you as an entrepreneur can focus on running your stores rather than worrying about whether you're getting paid back for all these offers. And all that will happen before the end of the year. And then between November and next year, remember, we're rolling out to get your localized content increasingly into the national ads. And we've made a decision, my decision, to slow that down because we have to work with each ad group individually to make sure they're up to speed on this, and so that we don't run the risk of ever advertising something you don't have in stock or advertising something at the wrong price. We don't ever want to take that risk. So on the side of caution, I've decided to slow the rollout of local content down. We'll stage that out, and we'll be communicating with you of when your ad group goes into that docket. And then finally, by the time we're done by June, by this time next year, we'll be talking about two new topics. In fact, we'll be talking about those way sooner than that. We'll be talking about them before the end of the year. But a full-blown CRM program that allows us to customize messages by different types of shoppers, and then an IGA collective strategy on e-commerce, which I think you'll really like. Collectively, if we pull off all of these things, we will go from essentially zero audience on behalf of IGA as a national brand to millions of audience a week. Combined with social media, the national digital ad, and a building CRM model where we're emailing shoppers each week, we're looking for 60, 70 million impressions going out today, up from zero. Now, that won't happen immediately. That will build over time. But our three-year goal is to have the same kind of audience out there for IGA retailers that any other national chain does. That's pretty exciting. And I hope you can tell by my enthusiasm, despite some of the technology glitches we've had today on this broadcast, we are really, really excited about building this audience, because it does more than just drive the short-term traffic for you. What we're really doing is driving the brand. We cannot have a dialogue with our shoppers. We can't have a relationship with them digitally unless we're communicating on more than just price. And as you know, often in retail, we all get consumed with the offer of the week. And our ads fill up with offers and offers, and we never end up talking about what IGA does great. The fact that we're local. The fact that we are committed to local producers and farmers and suppliers. The fact that we have great people working in our stores that give back to the community, and that we're hometown proud. And the fact that we're more committed to health and wellness and helping shoppers feel good about their food purchases than anyone else. And so these technologies allow us, give us the format, give us the tools to be able to tell our brand story in a overt way, millions and millions of shoppers week in and week in and week out, in a way that 20 or 30 years ago you would have had to done with TV commercials. Today we can do it with these new tools, and they'll be really powerful, and they're all data driven. So if they're working, we'll know, and if not, we can adjust and move quickly. Hope you're really excited. Okay, the next slide. So you do need to go onto the new alliance site, IGA.com, Corporate Alliance Memberships. You need to do that, and you need to collect your registration to say that you want to be in the queue for these digital ads for social media. Do that now. Don't forget. Do it now while I'm talking. Sign up for this, because that means that that will help us to prioritize which ad groups go into sequence for the national digital ad. And it also gives us permission to do this program on your behalf. I want to say one last thing about this, and I'll come back and talk about this on another day. I want to talk about data privacy. So anything that IGA Corporate ever does for you, if we're using your data for anything, it's your data. You own it. That's your shoppers. It's always yours. And you always will have the privilege to be able to suppress or allow us to work with your data in any way that adds value to you. And if at any point in the future you say it's not adding value, you can just pull the plug on it. So this is a no-risk policy in which we want to respect the right that those are your shoppers, you own them, that's your community. We're always going to do that in a way that's respectful to you and to your shoppers. All right. Now, communications. So we've got this new website that's launched. There's a corporate version and a consumer version. Take a look at both of those today. And then we also got the new email that's gone out. That email is filled with a bunch of new content. We're going from daily to weekly. We were finding daily was too much. People weren't paying attention to it. The weekly one is filled with exciting content. Please take a look at that and give us your feedback on that. It's chock full of content, including best practices and the voice of our IGA members. And we think letting the IGA members' voice come alive in more overt ways as they're talking about how they're solving the same problems that we face is really important. Take a look at that. I think you're going to love it. But there's something else that we're going to do, and if you click this next slide, is we're going to do some regional town hall meetings. Look, the biggest challenge that we face, I've been 10 months on this job. I'm not worried about Family Dollar and Dollar General. I'm not worried about Walmart and what they do, Aldi and Trader Joe's. And I mean, every retailer's out there doing their programs, and we got to worry about that. Our biggest problem, our biggest challenge, I believe, is figuring out a way to leverage the IQ, the collective knowledge and insights of our entire chain and to behave like a national chain. So we've got great retailers doing exciting things in different markets, some beautiful stores doing really clever stuff, entrepreneurial spirit everywhere, but getting that shared and making that portable and allowing us to lever up our collective learning is hard. It's really, really hard. And in fact, what happens is it doesn't happen. So communications is going to be one of the most critical things we do. So this change to the newsletter, change to the website, these new communication vehicles, leveraging our collective weight on the media side, and then having an opportunity to have dialogues like this webcast, but also doing it face to face, this is really, really important to me. So we're going to take these stories on the road, because I know in 1 hour, with all of this content, there's no way you can kind of get it all. It's just too much. So we're going to go out on the road, and there's going to be a series of these. We'll announce them, and I'll be out. And that way we can sit together as groups in your markets, and we can have a dialogue about what you like, what you don't like, what's working, what's not working, so that we can make sure we're constantly course-correcting all these new services, and we're doubling down on the ones that work, and we're abandoning the ones that don't, because at the end of the day, we work for you, right? I work for you. And if you're not happy and excited about what IGA is doing in the future, then we'll change it. So this two-way communication in these town hall meetings, I'm really, really excited about. All right, we are at 40 minutes into the call, right? And normally what I would do is I would take some questions, but what I thought I would do, because I'm pushing something new on this, I'm pushing this social media strategy, what I thought I'd do is bring the CEO of our social media agency partner on board. Eric, why don't you come over and have a seat here. Eric, why don't you introduce yourself, a little bit about your background, and then I'll ask you two or three quick questions.
Certainly. Eric Anderson with AR Marketing. We're located out of Findlay, Ohio. I've been in the grocery business for about 20 years. I managed a large chain out of Ohio, which makes our approach a little different, I think, than some agencies.
Because you were a retailer. You're a grocer.
I've lived it. I understand it for sure. And so we started in 2009, and we're a full-service agency. We offer all types of services to mainly independent grocers. That's our sweet spot.
So you do a lot of things. Social media is one of the things. But you're a full-service agency. You do ads for people. You do a lot of different things, right?
Correct.
Today we're not here to talk about that.
Correct.
And this actually isn't intended to be an AR marketing commercial.
No, not so, at all.
When you and I first met, I was struck by a couple of things. The first one is that you are a retailer, and it's so unusual to have a retailer end up in the ad business. Mm-hmm. And I worked in the ad business for a long time, and I was alone in every meeting. It was just me and a bunch of people that spent their time in advertising.
I can imagine.
And it was so obvious how naive they were about the mechanics of what it takes to drive traffic in a retail store. Because you can do some beautiful, you can waste a bunch of time and money in marketing and branding, mm-hmm. and they may have long-term effects, but man, you have to drive traffic this weekend. And so that impressed me about you. And then the second is you had a very pragmatic approach that you work with retailers. Now, Eric, you are already working with some of our IGA retailers.
Absolutely.
You work with a bunch of independents that aren't IGA too.
Yep.
So a lot of the guys are on the phone and they listened to this today and they saw me pushing social media, haven't really talked about it as aggressively as I did today. And they're sitting there going, wait a second now, Facebook is going to drive more traffic than my print ad. How can that possibly be? They've never had an experience with it. It does seem fantastical. Because often social media looks really lightweight.
Right.
It's a bunch of silly pictures and cat videos, right? And so it's like seems inconceivable that might be a replacement, or at least an adjunct, but maybe even a replacement long term for what works so hard in print. But you've got real experience with this, right? So what's happening?
We do, and it is market specific. There are markets that we currently service that have made the jump away from the traditional print, and I know it. Every week is its own P&L with a retailer.
Yeah.
Every week has to stand on its own, and to pull out the major source of advertising, for many of which 50-60% of the spend is on print.
Right.
To pull that rug out is a really scary feeling. But we have IGA retailers that have made that move, and they've been very successful. And they're able to do it, as you said earlier, for a fraction of what they were spending on print. So it is a stackable item, like you said, Facebook and Twitter and social media. But we are seeing success with retailers who have made that move.
So the cool thing about this job is that most of our retailers are connected to POS, and I can look at the stores that are comping and those that aren't. Mm-hmm. And I look at the stores that are comping, and the ones that are having some of the biggest results are also ones that have more advanced social media strategy. So I go fly out there and I meet with them, and I see what they're doing. And I'll walk into some market, and I'm not talking about, yuppie markets on the coast. So I'm talking about some of the most rural, traditional,
absolutely,
meat and potatoes kind of markets in the United States. And I go out there, and here's this entrepreneur saying, I wouldn't have believed it, But I was printing 10,000 copies before, and now I got 20,000 people who are followers on Facebook, and I sell out my offers on Facebook before I even go on the floor, and I would never have guessed. If my son hadn't pushed me, I wouldn't have done it.
Absolutely. It happens. We see it every week. We are bringing on more and more IGA retailers on our full service program. The program that you've negotiated is incredible, and the opportunity to get customized content with their own weekly circular still included in a weekly post, along with city-specific content, it's going to be a pretty incredible program for them.
So that's true, right? So you have retailers, you have a full-service agency approach where you were operating with that retailer on a customized basis. That program's still out there, and it's a great program. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our retailers, you know, love it, and I would suspect they would stay with it. But this new program takes, like as I said, it's a new leverage program, and they're getting a ton of content where they have to do nothing, right?
Absolutely. We auto-feed all the content based on store-specific attributes. So, as you said earlier, if you're really good in bakery, or you're a great community partner, or you really push IGA private label items, the retailer, our members, will be able to choose what they actually have in terms of content, what day of the week, all those items that you talked about before. So, it will give them world-class social media content. Whether it's subsidized, like you talked about before, this could subsidize what you're doing today, or it could be all they do, and it would still be very robust.
So by subsidized, what you mean is if you don't want to let go of your print program, or you want to keep doing what you're doing, that's fine. Keep doing it.
Right.
We've gotten the cost now down so low that I am expecting the IJ retailers to sign up for this. I mean, this is nothing. It's $20 a week. Sign up for this, but then you add it to it. And then you could begin to tweak back. And you actually have examples where retailers have tweaked back distribution, or they pulled out of, you know, some other zone and been happy.
Right? Absolutely. In rural markets, surprisingly, they're doing the best in terms of converting over to Facebook and to Twitter. And I think part of that reasoning is the retailers are so good at serving their client. They know their customer. They know them coming in. And often the customer isn't even looking for an ad. They're looking for the experience that they get with an IGA retailer. And part of that experience can come through social media. It can, that engagement, those impressions that you can build through a social media atmosphere, can build that same positive experience that you can't get through other mediums.
Now, some of our retailers may have advertising agencies themselves today, and they have other resources, and so you are the chosen partner to put this program together. But if someone's running, you know, if they have another agency out there, they're doing content, this content will still be available to them. So if we're producing all of these stories, and these, right, they can roll into it.
Absolutely.
I think they would be silly not to look at the program that we put together because it's so, so inexpensive. But it shouldn't stop anything that they're doing. And all those boxes, all those little individual content boxes that we create, those are the same ones that we can put on the website, same ones we can put in the daily email and the weekly emails. And so it becomes this content, this rich content strategy where we get to communicate on price, what's on sale, great deals of the week, your ad. But then all these other brand messages, there's still not time in the week to ever tell.
And consistent branding, which I think is the strength of IGA in terms of the ability to take someone in Maryland and someone in Montana, and we can send that same message, that same look and feel through the national ad, through the other things you're doing, Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, et cetera. We can push all of those programs out across all IGA retailers, and it really does make it feel like one big brand.
So Facebook, Twitter, what about Instagram? Is that a part of this as well?
Instagram, we can post to Instagram as well with the same consistent messaging that we do before. But a little tip of the hat to Instagram, they're staying very pure in their approach to third parties providing content. And so it does require a little bit of extra work to do Instagram. So there's a small upcharge to use Instagram monthly.
Okay, so my kids who are in their teens and their 20s, when I use the word Facebook, they make a face and they scrunch up at me. So obviously you need a combination of what apparently is parent media and kid media if you want to reach millennials, right?
Yeah. I guess Facebook still has 770 million users a day. It is the granddaddy of all social media still. They obviously own Instagram, and so between the two, they are just far and away the biggest. Twitter, we have a lot of success with Twitter as well.
So you know, to me, you know, the social media is both a media and it's content, right? And so it's really interesting that, you know, a retailer becomes a publisher.
essentially once you move into this. Well, we're logisticians, we're merchants, we're operators, but most of us didn't come up with a publishing background. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden now you go, wow, I need to choosing what's on sale for my print ad is one thing, but now I've got to figure out what kind of content actually would engage shoppers, what are the headlines. There's a whole science to making the shop that this kind of content engaging. I don't expect our members to be great at that. That's why you go find a great partner. That's why I like you so much, is because you come from a retail background, so you right. know exactly what's going to catch attention. And
thanks for the compliment. I ran stores. There were certain things that I could do and certain things I couldn't do. And we would outsource a lot of different things to help us manage our stores. There are certain things we can do inside, certain things we cannot. Procuring media, those types of things, I had to outsource that. I wasn't a publisher. I couldn't do all the things. I couldn't schedule. I couldn't get people in the store to work for me. All the different things we had to do. So finding a good, valuable partner, and I think the program you've established is very robust, and I think it's going to be a great, great addition to a lot of the stores.
So we're going to hold you accountable for great content. You hold me accountable for getting these guys all to sign up for the thing, because we can't dabble this. We can't like roll this out in fits and steps, because every retailer that signs up, that's adding audience for all other retailers. That's the way the online media works. Is you get credit for the clips and the attention that come across, and people won't find your content if you're doing it just your market alone. You've got to take a top-down and a bottom-up approach, so I'm really excited about this.
And the 50 million impressions you were talking about, no, that's monthly. We think we can get this to over 500 million impressions this year with IJ retailers if we can get people to sign on board.
You know, years ago, Eric, IJ did a program with, I think, Turner, where we did some co-op advertising on television. I went back and looked at those programs that we ran, and they were pretty clever for their day, mm-hmm. where we got manufacturers to invest in it. But the cost of that program versus the audience that we got, you calculate it as a CPM.
Right.
This is like 10 cents on the dollar for maybe 100 cents on the dollar, yeah. whatever. It's just so much more efficient in order to get these
Absolutely.
Audiences. And then the data, Chris, we'll know it works. Mm-hmm. If they don't click on it, then the content's dead and we'll kick it out. And if it's working, then we'll do more of that kind of thing. So it's a 100-year-old chain. Sometimes it's hard to figure out how far I paint the vision, right?
Yeah.
But you know, we have T-Log data and we have about media data. You know, who sees the print ad and what page they looked at and which box that was interested. We don't have any of that data, but online you have that. And so what ends up happening is that over time, and this is, I'm not making this up, we've done this with other retailers, I have. What ends up happening over time is you see what they're viewing, what they're clicking on, and what they're buying, and that creates this virtuous loop.
Yeah.
And it allows you to make decisions about what's big or small in your print ad or on TV or mm-hmm. whatever you're doing, right? It gets you smarter and smarter about how you go to marketplace, and it becomes this kind of virtuous circle. Just a couple questions that have come through here, and I'll just answer these really quickly. So one is just to cover the cost again. So guys, look, the national digital ad and the program that we're doing for you, that is part of your fees, and you should the fee that you've been paying for 50 years, 100 years as part of IGA, that's not changing. We're not making that more expensive. How we're paying for that, though, is that manufacturers are bringing into these offers, and it becomes an advertising vehicle they can buy. And up until this point, they haven't had one, right? So if they go to Publix will charge them a fee to be in their ad, and they can promise that it goes in the ad. But with IGA, we have so many versions. There's so much stuff going on there that we never got access to those national funds. And you have these little regional retailers like a Schnucks or somebody with 80 stores is getting those funds. We're getting it. So that's how that works. So that's how we're doing it. So that's no cost to you. Just sign up for that program and get involved in that. And that's millions of impressions without you, again, having to do any work. Your ad group will, but we'll work through that for you. The social media program's $20 a week. It's nothing, right? And so we want you to sign up for that program. And you may choose to invest more. Once you start getting excited about it, you may choose to put more media in it. You may say, I want to buy more ads on Facebook, or I want to buy more Twitter. And so it is both a content strategy, which we're providing, but it's also a media engine that you can crank up. And so if it's working for you, you know, a lot of our retailers may end up spending. They may divert funds from print into that, and they may save money in the same time. But it's $20 a week to get involved in that. Please, please, please do that. The digital connection. If you're on our digital coupons program today, just remember your price just dropped dramatically. dropped to 25% of what it was before. And if you haven't signed up for that program, you're going to get a lot of new features to that program. So we do expect you to sign up for that, and that's going to get you the bounce back rewards, which means every shopper is going to get an incentive to come back into the store. So You know, what we're talking about today is really priming what means to be an IGA retailer just got way more valuable than it was, you know, this time last year. And that's why, and the next question that came up was, what's up with new stores and new sales? Remember that I did make a promise to the chain that I would let some retailers go. I would go to the retailers that we weren't proud of. And every chain's got some stores that you're not proud of. We had some down at the bottom that were you know, tired stores that needed reinvestment. We did fire some retailers this year. About half of them have reinvested in the stores and are coming back strong because they don't want to lose IGA, and that's encouraging. But even with that, we do expect to grow, and we are bringing on some really, really high-quality retailers that are getting excited about what it means to be part of IGA. And some of this digital media you're seeing is the reason they're coming.
All in 6 months. You've done all this in 6 months.
Well,
since February.
Nine, so. But, you know, to your point, so there was the launch in February, but then we had the board meeting. And so we know we are a member-led organization.
Right.
We're a nonprofit. Every nickel we get has to go back to the retailer. So the board's really, really critical. And getting their endorsement in April was really, really where the engine revs. And coming after this, there was another question on visual merchandising and the branding. That's all coming. It's up in a couple of stores now. We'll actually bring the retail advisory board, and they'll get to see the new signage, and then we'll put that out there for you on the next call so you can see what that's looking at. Best practices. Please, if you want to be a part of the best practices that you're seeing in the email, all you got to do is send us click the link at the bottom and say you want to participate, because we want to show off the cool stuff that we do. We want to make our IGA associates heroes. And I don't think I've got any more on that front. So we are at 2 minutes and 57 seconds. I mean, we are three seconds away from being done with this call. Hey, guys, thank you. Patience for our first go-round on this call at the beginning. It was a little clunky with the technology. We got it going here at the tail end of it. Gremlins. But this is all part of a new communication strategy. And as always, you know I want your feedback. So if you didn't get your question answered today, go ahead and send it in, and I'll respond. Thank you so much. And for your support, ongoing support, and hey, make sure that you come register now for the annual IGA rally. It's in San Diego coming up. It's one of the coolest cities, my favorite city in the United States.
It's
really
dynamite.
An exciting city. Please make sure you come. Full of best practices. Register. Thank you so much.